Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Kick the Devil Out, Already in Progress.
You know, it's an awful thing to have so many wonderful testimonies all week that you can't even remember all of them at the end. You know, wow. So anyways, it's really something, but I was so impressed with all these testimonies. I really want this to be on the tape, and I want people to hear it that's listening on their phones and their computers. And if we don't do that, they won't know what we were talking about. So this, anyway, Cheryl's going to read these to you now. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, it was a great week this week. Jenny prayed for a six-year-old girl that had leukemia, and she got healed. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Jeff prayed for Dorothy. She had neck and shoulder pain, and she's a dialysis nurse, and her neck and shoulder pain went away. We got an email of someone that got healed. They got brand new intestines. We had a man call from Maryland, and that he got healed of bowed legs. Praise the Lord. And now he's doing great. We also, Sharon prayed for John Murphy. He had neuropathy in his feet. That's a burning fire, if you don't know what that is. And he got healed of that. And then also this week, a good friend of my daughter's, he was actually in their wedding. It's Big Stan. He got married here. We had his blue healer was his best man that night. Anyway, he did get married here. And SoCo gave birth to their daughter this past week. And a couple months ago, he'd called about the fact that SoCo was born with her second and third finger together, and they had to do many surgeries to get her fingers apart. And so he said that two sonograms had showed that Isabel, the new baby girl, had her fingers also together, and he didn't want that. He wanted her fingers to be perfect. So I prayed in agreement with him, and he called this week, and she was born, and her fingers were perfect. They were not together.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And also 2 years ago, when he had his firstborn, Benjamin, Benjamin had, and the sonogram showed that he had a hole in his heart. And he called me and said, will you pray with me that he will not have a hole in his heart? And I said, yes. And we prayed. And, of course, when he was born, he did not have a hole in his heart. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. And then we got this email. Hi, my name's Tara Stiles. My family and I came in about 3 years ago for a healing prayer for our two boys. Caden Stiles, which is 9 years old now, he was diagnosed with a severe mood disorder and ADHD on different meds, and nothing seemed to work. I was getting phone calls every day from the school and having to leave work to get him because of his horrible outbursts of anger and disrespecting others. At home, he would scream for hours and his face would be blood red, his body soaked in sweat, and he would even bang his head on the wall and the floor. I would try to put on one of your DVDs in, and he completely freaked out and broke the DVD player. My second son, Mark Stiles, is 6 years old now. He was born at 35 weeks, so his lungs were not developed, and he had really bad eczema. I went to one of your healing schools and went on Sunday a few times, and after the healing school, I learned it was mine and my husband's sins that caused all these problems with our boys. We repented and asked for forgiveness, and you and your wife prayed for us. Caden is now making A's and B's in school and doing great. Anytime he has a problem or if he's scared when there's a thunderstorm, he prays to Jesus. He loves listening to your teaching, loves church, loves reading the Bible. Mark has not had an eczema outbreak since the day we got prayed for. Both boys are so in love with the Lord, and it's completely changed our family. Before, we would rarely go to church, and now we go Monday, Wednesday, and twice on Sunday. And my husband and I have the most amazing relationship and everything, and learned that the closer we are with Jesus and the more we learn about Jesus and put him before everything, our marriage is just so full of love. The Lord Jesus healed our boys and our marriage, and we are so blessed. So now we have another prayer request. My husband and I have been praying for almost a year now for some baby girls. My tubes are tied, and I know with Jesus Christ, everything is possible, and he is our healer. I'm not paying a doctor $10,000 for a tubal reversal, and it might have complications or might not even work. I'd rather go to our number one healer, Jesus Christ. In John 15:7, it says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. So I'm just not sure if we're fully trusting him or what, because we've been praying for so long. But I know with Jesus, anything's possible. So I would love for your prayers for us to continue to grow in the Lord and diligently seek his word, and not just for baby girls, because he said you can ask for anything. So I want to pray for healthy, beautiful, smart baby girls. I thank the Lord for you and your ministry, for opening my eyes to Jesus and all the great things I've learned and continue to learn. Thank you, and God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for all that good stuff. Praise the Lord. Yes, and you notice a healing school is this Saturday, coming up Saturday, and you notice that this couple, by coming to a healing school, that's where they learn that their sin, the sins of the parents, are passed to the children, to the third and fourth generation. Most people in church today has never heard that concept. I mean, they don't know. No, it's like we don't teach it at all. But this church teaches it. And we have seen many, many, many young people get healed. I think about this young boy that Cheryl was reading to you about there a while ago, that his mother has to go in regularly to school to pick him up because of his anger and rage. You know, he's beating his head on the floor. I mean, his face turns blood red. Well, you know, I mean, I remember the very first time that I experienced that demon of rage and anger with a little nine-month-old baby. This little kid was 3 or 4 years old, but he'd been having this situation all this time, but nobody had any idea what it was. They 6 years old, but nobody had any idea that it was a demon. I mean, you know, you go in somewhere and say, the reason your child is doing this is because you have a demon. I mean, people go crazy. My child has a demon? Yes, your child has a demon, or probably you have one too. You know, so that's the whole thing. So anyway, I remember myself, the very first time I encountered this spirit was when Betty, my wife at the time, she was asked to keep this little boy, Cody, which was just 9 months old. And her mother, they lived over here, Ponder, and the mother said, Betty, I can't find anybody can keep my child. Said they may try to keep him a day or two or three, and then they say they can't keep him. And Betty said, oh, well, just bring him to me. I'll keep him till you find somebody that can. She said, I've never seen a child I can't keep. Well, about 3 weeks later, when I walked in the house one day, she said, honey, I have met my match. Your match is a demon. You know, if you don't know what you're fighting against, you can't overcome it, right, Paula?
Right.
You can't overcome a demon if you don't know what you're fighting against, and you don't know who you are, and you don't know the authority and the power you have. If you don't know this, you cannot overcome the forces of darkness. And so they just have a heyday with us. They make us sick. And anyway, when Betty told me that day that I've met my match, she said, I've never seen a child like this child. Said he's hollering, screaming, kicking, beating his head on the floor, all kinds of stuff. You know, said he's just not normal. I said, no, that's not normal. So who do you go to ask for what's wrong? You go to God. So standing right there in the kitchen, I just looked up and I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I need to know what's wrong with Cody. Thank you, Lord, for the answer. Bam. The answer came just like that. Tormenting spirit. I said, oh. I said, honey, the Lord just told me that Cody has a tormenting spirit. So I said, no problem. When Mother brings him in the morning, I'll get him set free. Well, it was Friday morning. And she came in with little Cody, and he was screaming and kicking and crying and doing all the things that he normally does. And, of course, Mother was crying and everything because she had no idea, as a Baptist mother, what the problem was with her child. I mean, you know, you go and start telling Baptist mothers and daddies the reason your child's acting up is because he's got a demon. They think you've lost your mind. But you haven't lost your mind. So anyway, that morning after she left, he's over there sitting in his high chair, and he's kicking and jumping and beating the seat. And, you know, I mean, he just doing all kinds of crazy stuff. So I just walk over there to him, and I kneel down beside his high chair, put my hands on his shoulders, and look him right in the eye. And I says, you devil of hell, I have authority over you in Jesus' name. You tormenting spirit of hell, I command you in the name of Jesus. You notice I didn't ask him to leave if he wanted to. I have authority over you, and I command you in Jesus' name, and I demand in Jesus' name that you leave this boy, you come out of him, and you go to the abyss, and that you never return in Jesus' name. And I turned him loose. Now, when you do something in the kingdom, you have to do it in faith. So I stood up and looked at Betty, and I said, I'm going to work. I guarantee you and Cody will have a great day today. Now, see, you got to believe. You have to believe. So anyway, I left. But you know, now I do know that, and so I always remit the sins today. Always. But you go by the knowledge you have, and at the time, I don't think I had that knowledge that I could remit people's sins. I don't think. This had been so many years ago. Cody's, well, maybe I did know that. I don't know. I'm not sure. But anyway, all I know is I did kick that devil out of him, and then I walked out saying, I guarantee you and Cody will have a great day today. And I went to work, and of course, that evening when I got home, Mother had already come, picked him up, and left. And Betty told me, she says, honey, you're not going to believe the day that I had with Cody today. I said, well, sure I'm going to believe. I said, you had a great day, didn't you? She said, we did. Said he ate normal. He slept normal. He walked around here. He was just a normal little boy. You know, no kicking, no screaming, no kicking, none of that stuff. And said, so he was a perfect little boy. Said he ate breakfast, he ate lunch, he had took a nap after lunch. He was just a good little boy. So she said, Mother come picked him up all ago about 6 o'clock, and he was perfectly okay. Well, when they left, Monday morning when they brought him back, the mother, she says, Betty, what did you do to my son? She said, oh, I didn't do anything to him. She said, you had to do something. So did you give him some medicine or what'd you do? And Betty said, of course not. I would never have given him any medicine without your okay. Why? What happened? She said, when I picked him up Friday afternoon, he was perfectly normal. And said, we had a whole weekend. You know, said Saturday and Sunday, he was a good little boy. He didn't cry no more than normal. I mean, he didn't scream, he didn't kick, he didn't do any of those crazy things. He was a perfectly normal little boy. She said, what did you do to him? She says, Thurman prayed for him.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Kick the Devil Out, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.